Job hires, job layoffs, and new information on the Pegasus Pipeline burst. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details in his weekly business news recap.
A report regarding the pipeline burst that led to the Mayflower oil spill has been received by a federal agency. And while the report has not been made public, ExxonMobil officials who have seen it claim manufacturing defects were responsible for the break. The Pegasus Pipeline was built in the late 1940s. Serco, an information and technology service provider, will locate a new processing facility in Rogers this fall. Publicly traded Serco learned last week that it landed a $1.25 billion healthcare contract with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Serco will manage applications for health insurance plans related to the Affordable Care Act. Rogers city officials said Serco is expected to bring at least 600 jobs to the area. Hewlett-Packard is laying off around 500 workers in Conway as it streamlines its operations at its three-year-old $28 million customer support facility and abroad. The Palo Alto, California-based computer firm opened its Conway Service Center in 2010 amid tremendous fanfare. Metropolitan National Bank is expected to be acquired by a limited liability company tied to a Dallas billionaire banker, Gerald Ford. The privately held Little Rock Bank will change ownership after a Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceeding of its current shareholder group, Rogers Bank Shares, which was the holding company for the bank under the leadership of businessman Doyle Rogers. He died in February at the age of 94. Home Bank Shares subsidiary Centennial Bank announced that Davy Carter will serve as regional president. Carter, the current Arkansas Speaker of the House, left the bank earlier this year but returned after the session. Centennial says Carter's duties and responsibilities will include oversight of its recent $280 million Liberty Bank acquisition. Arkansas Economic Development Commission Director Grant Tenniel says the state should undo its constitutional restriction on gay marriage. Speaking at a press conference earlier this week to unveil new state poll results from the Human Rights Campaign, which is a civil rights organization working to achieve equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans, Grant Tenniel said Arkansas should treat all of its citizens equally under the law. A federal judge on Tuesday rescheduled the trial of former state treasurer Martha Schaffner, who faces bribery and extortion charges. U.S. District Judge Leon Holmes rescheduled the trial, which had been set for July 29th to March 3rd of 2014. In a one-page order issued Tuesday, Holmes said Schaffner's attorney, Chuck Banks, requested a continuance. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas and Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.